Hello, you Disney lovers out there. I am the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Andor for Life, Matthew Avery. And in today's podcast, we're talking Toy Story Land. Yes, folks, we are talking the upcoming Disney park that's coming to Hollywood Studios this summer. And basically, I'm actually really excited for this because apparently it's been in the plan since, like, forever. Since 2009, when information was leaked, and basically, this summer, it's going to be opening up for good, opening up for business, and some of the rides are going to be, I heard, epic, as it's like a place in Hollywood Studios years in the making, and basically, we got some rides here with starting with the RC Racer. And RC Racer actually was a you probably all know RC Racer. He was a pivotal role in the first Toy Story movie where he actually caused that. Well, Woody caused him to accidentally knock everything over and cause Buzz to fall out the window, and he almost got Buzz and them back to the movie van, and then we got Toy Story 2 and all that. We also got the Slinky Dog Zigzag Spin. Now, I heard they had a Slinky Dog roller coaster. Maybe that's what's it. And I'm actually thinking of that right now. It looks from what I saw on videos on the internet. It looks like it's gonna be a really fun thing, really fun roller coaster. Now for entertainment, we got the Toy Story Parachute Drop. The Toy Soldiers Parachute Drop. The Toy Soldiers have been a key pivotal role in all three of the Toy Story 3 movies. They had parted ways with Woody and the gang in Toy Story 3 after they were played with. In the first two Toy Story movies, in the first Toy Story, they introduced Buzz and all that. Now, the four attractions entertainment, we got the Green Army Men Meet and Play. That actually happened in before Toy Story Land was being put into work. As they were marching around, greeting kids all around near the Toy Story. There's Toy Story Mania and the meet and greet of Buzz Lightyear and Woody. Now, anybody tries to do the Andy's coming thing, just forget it. They're not allowed to do that. From what I heard, two Woody and Jesse did that once, and they ended up getting a lot of heat from the people in charge of them. And from then on, they had to make up excuses like, oh, Andy's at college, and Bonnie's at Play School. And we got like an example of one of the restaurants, which is called Jesse's Snack Roundup. Which I'm not sure what's going to be in Jesse's Snack Roundup, but it's probably going to be very delicious and all. And for shops, we got a Barrel of Monkeys. And that's actually a very clever name. Barrel of Monkeys is going to be filled probably with toys, souvenirs, like souvenir shirts, Mickey ears, who knows what Disney souvenirs there could be laid in there. We also got Roundup Outfitters as a shop there, and from there I think it's going to be filled mostly with clothing, like costumes and t-shirts, Mickey ears, and all that stuff. Now basically, I'm actually looking forward to this, and this area was helped promote Toy Story 3, and everyone knows that Toy Story 3 was very good, and basically, what was it? Sorry. Like, basically, Toy Story Land is going to be big up as they're starting Star Wars Land, and the ability at Hollywood Studios to also make Mickey's Runaway Railway. Like, Toy Story Land is going to be big up for everything, for all the entire Toy Story franchise. And basically, if I were there, I would definitely go and check out Toy Story Land, because I would want to go and meet Buzz, Woody, Jessie if she was there. And I would like to meet the little army men. There's army men, and oh, it was Toy Story Midway Mania, and that's like a 3D. That is like a 3D ride where you go and compete against people shooting at random targets, and that's basically honestly, I think it's gonna be amazing up for all of the entire Toy Story franchise, entire Disney franchise. And I'm gonna go check that out right away. I know it's gonna be like a long walk from the entrance to Toy Story Land. I'm unsure of where Toy Story Land is gonna be. Hold on, let me check my Walt Disney World app. Because maybe this will help me out here, see where it is. Hold on a second. Here it is. Let's see here. Dragons. It's gonna be right near Toy Story Land, actually. It's gonna be right near Toy Story Midway Mania. It's gonna be opening in Toy Story Mania. And it's gonna be opening on June 30th. This year, so technically near the end of June, we're gonna be seeing it make its world-renowned debut at Hollywood Studios, and I'll go there. It's been my life dream to get back to Walt Disney World, and to get a job there. Who knows? Maybe I'll go work at Toy Story Land, or for all that matters. Basically, overall, I am really, really, really excited. Or Toy Story Land. I would do anything to go and check it out right now. When it comes out June 30th. Okay, that is the talk of Toy Story Land. And I hope you folks enjoyed this podcast. Remember, if you like this podcast, go check out my other podcast episodes. And go check out my Instagram, Matt Avery of Arendelle. And check out my Twitter at Matt Avery Disney and Maves Avery for Snapchat. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast Matthew Avery. And I'll see you in the next podcast, my friend.